Today, energy bills, you ain't seen nothing yet. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, one of those posts covering finance and broad news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Well, UK energy bills are expected to rise even further this winter than previously forecast, according to the latest from Cornwall Insight. The energy consultancy said that bills will reach around £3,582 per year for the average household from October. But it then forecast bills at £4,266 per year from January and £4,427 per year from April. The cap, they say, will then start falling, hitting £3,810 in the 3 months from July and £3,781 from October next year. Craig Lowry, the principal consultant at Cornwall Insight, described the increase of more than £650 in the January prediction as a fresh shock. While our price cap forecasts have been steadily rising since the summer 2020 cap was set in April, an increase of over £650 in the January predictions comes as a fresh shock, he said. The cost of living crisis was already top of the news agenda as more and more people face fuel poverty. This will only compound the concerns. Many may consider the changes made by Ofgem to the hedging formula, which have contributed to the predicted increase in bills, to be unwise at a time when so many people are already struggling. Now that refers to the fact that they're now resetting the price every 3 months rather than 6 months, which means that higher prices come through sooner. Lowry said that the government must take action to step in and protect households from the runaway costs. The government's already promised £400 to every household, an extra help for the more vulnerable. If the £400 was not enough to make a dent in the impact of our previous forecast, it most certainly is not enough now, Lowry said. And he said that the current price cap is not controlling consumer prices and damaging suppliers' business models, and asked if it was fit for purpose. The government was making producing more support over the first two quarters of 2023 a number one priority. Now, consumer expert Martin Lewis has described the latest energy price cap forecasts in the UK as tragic, saying they will leave many households destitute. And just one data point here, £4,400 would be about 45% of the typical pension paid in the UK. So you can imagine that people will have very little money left for everything else. 45% of pensions going on just keeping warm. Now, Cornwall Insight said that in the longer term, a social tariff or other support mechanism to target support at the most vulnerable in society are options that Cornwall Insight have proposed previously, and they said it had increased its forecast due to the continuing rise in wholesale prices and an expected change in methodology for how the energy price cap is calculated. Right now, the current price cap is not working for consumer suppliers or the economy. And he said the change in how the price cap is calculated was necessary to prevent suppliers going bust, but added, rather than critiquing the methodology of the cap, it may be time to consider the cap's place altogether. The cap, which is set quarterly by the energy industry regulator Ofgem, was £1,400 a year as recently as October last year. And as the BBC reports, people are being warned of the consequences of not paying their energy bills as a campaign to refuse payment gathers supporters. The Don't Pay group, which is demanding a reduction in bills to an affordable level, says that more than 80,000 people have pledged to cancel their direct debit payments from 1 October. That's the date, the price cap, the maximum amount suppliers can charge customers in England, Scotland and Wales for each unit of energy increases. don't pay says millions of people won't be able to afford their energy bills this winter, and that its campaign is the only way to force the government and energy companies to take action. And the group also said it wouldn't take any action unless 1 million people signed up, and it is consulting extensively with legal and personal debt experts. Now, Tony, a volunteer with Don't Pay, told the BBC Radio 4 Broadcasting House programme that the sums don't add up anymore, adding, "I'm quite frightened what's going to happen this winter." Tony said that he had never not paid a bill before, that while it was risky, the bigger risk is not to do anything at all. Then he added, "If we don't act this winter, it could be the case that the prices go up even further, and if we let them get away with it, I think we're going to be forced into more poverty and have more money taken off us." But charities have warned about not paying energy bills. It could have very serious consequences for consumers. If you don't agree a payment plan with your supplier, they might try to force you to have a prepayment meter installed. And in very rare cases, if you haven't paid a bill after 28 days, you might even be threatened with disconnection of your supply, but you'll normally be offered a meter instead. Your supplier must give you a chance to pay your debt through a plan first. And if you've reached state pension age in the UK, your supplier can't disconnect you between the 1st of October and the 31st of March if either you live alone or you only live with other people who've reached state pension age or children under 18 years. Your energy supplier in the UK could also pass your details to a debt collection agency, and there could be charges to cover the cost of this, according to debt charity Step Change. Many suppliers also charge extra fees for late payments, so this could be another additional cost. Paying by direct debit is normally the cheapest way to pay for electricity and gas, so if you cancel your direct debit, your bills are also likely to be higher. And finally, not paying bills could damage your credit rating and make it harder to borrow money in the future. The government did announce a range of support to help people with energy bills, including a £400 grant for all UK households from October. And that discount will be made automatically by the energy suppliers in the UK on monthly instalments, with a reduction of £66 in October and November and £67 a month from December to March 2023. But you can see that those government support packages are just minimal relative to the true cost. Now, that's over there in the UK, but the question is, what about Australia? Well, significantly, in the RBA's recent statement on monetary policy, there was a special section on energy, and they described the most significant price jump occurred in early May, when the increase in demand for gas-fired electricity generation drove a sharp increase in domestic wholesale gas prices in Australia, which reached $40 per gigajoule by the second week of May, and have remained around that level ever since. This higher price for wholesale gas inputs has led to even higher gas-fired electricity generation costs, and therefore higher wholesale electricity prices. Now, we discussed this issue in a number of recent posts. The direct connection between the price of gas in Australia, we are being charged the international rates, despite the fact that we are generating lots of gas locally and exporting it. Wholesale electricity prices reached a peak in mid-June, and that led the Australian Energy Market Operator, AEMO, which oversees the NEM, to implement a price cap for a few days in some states. Subsequently, some generators withdrew from supplying electricity until directed to do so by an EMO with liaison indicating that $300 per megawatt price cap was below the cost of production for some generation sources. As a result, the NEM became difficult to operate, and AEMO suspended the NEM between the 15th and 24th of June. Since then, the NEM has been operating as usual, and wholesale electricity prices have remained elevated, the RBA said. And they went on to say that high wholesale prices will lead to higher prices for households and businesses. Households' electricity and gas prices are expected to increase significantly in the September quarter following the recent increase in wholesale prices. However, the bulk of the effect of these higher prices on the CPI will be delayed until the December quarter because some state governments have introduced energy rebates. Wholesale energy costs account for about one-third of households' electricity and gas bills as they directly affect retailers' costs. And the pass-through from wholesale electricity prices to retail prices tends to be gradual, reflecting the fact that most retailers hedge at least some of their exposure to fluctuations in wholesale prices. In addition, the pass-through of those higher costs to the prices paid by customers is influenced by regulatory decisions about the default rate that customers are charged, commonly referred to as the default market offer, or DMO, or standing offer, unless they shop around and get a market offer with a more competitive rate. The Australian Energy Regulator increased the default offers for electricity by 7 to 18% in New South Wales, Southeast Queensland and South Australia from 1 July 2022. The Victorian and Tasmanian regulators also announced a 5% and 12% increase respectively in their default offers from 1 July 2022. Around 10% of residential customers across those regions are on default offers, with the remaining 90% on market offers. Market offers have previously been priced at a significant discount to default offers, but at least some of this discount has been eroded recently, with price increases of market offers in the East Coast states and South Australia generally being larger than the increase in default offer prices. Meanwhile, retail electricity prices in Western Australia increased by just 2.5% from 1 July 2022 because, of course, they have a reservation system. And the RBA went on to say that contacts with the bank's liaison program generally expects further significant increases in retail electricity prices in 2023. This is largely because the recently announced regulated price increases for 2022 were decided before the latest run-up in wholesale prices, and because wholesale prices are expected to remain elevated. Therefore, a further increase may be required to allow retailers to recover their costs. Electricity and gas prices faced by businesses will also increase. Larger businesses are expected to face greater increases in electricity and gas bills over the next year than smaller businesses and households because wholesale prices make up a larger share of the energy costs due to high usage. However, most large businesses are on multi-year fixed price contracts for electricity and gas, and therefore higher wholesale prices will be passed through more gradually as contracts reset. These expected price increases are likely to have a further indirect effect on inflation to the extent that firms pass increases in energy costs onto their customers via higher prices. So there are two critical takeouts here. The first is that whilst the UK is a long way down the curve in terms of rising energy prices, we are following, and actually recent rises are only the start of a series that are coming through. Not only will that have a direct impact on households because they're going to have to pay a lot more for their energy and sometimes perhaps make hard trade-offs because the CPI, of course, is already very high, but more importantly, this is going to have a further inflationary effect on the CPI itself. And, of course, wholesale electricity prices flowing into industry will also indirectly lift the costs of goods and services provided across multiple industries too. So, in other words, this is another indicator that inflation is likely to be with us for a long, long time. The other point to make is that those households already struggling with their bills, I'm seeing it in my surveys now, is definitely getting more extended. More people are in financial stress. More people are struggling to try and prioritize the various payments they've got to cover their mortgage or rent, plus their electricity and gas and childcare and other things too. So I don't think there is enough discussion here in Australia about the true forward-looking view of energy prices. And I suspect that we are going to find it's going to be very, very uncomfortable ahead. Now, of course, the question is, will this lead some people then to start strikes and no longer paying their bills? Well, we'll see. It's certainly happening in the UK now. And this could be part of a broader set of questions about how the government reacts and responds and how households react and respond to higher prices across the board. Because the bottom line is that prices are rising very fast and incomes are not. And in closing, let me remind you again that the RBA said no real wage rises for at least the next couple of years. So this energy crunch is going to be severe and long-lasting. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.